announcer. Having some radio trouble?
So my love, well, I must leave, but I will be back soon. We shall hold each other again with the return of three new moons. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could it save your soul? Darling, here I am. You know you got to be brave. There's a place somewhere beyond the grave. See our ships hit by a storm, seen waves about a mile high. Seems that we've been swallowed by the sea, never again to see the sky. Could it save your soul? Darling, here I am. You know you've got to be brave. There's a place for us somewhere beyond the grave. Stars so bright when the moon is full and takes an orange glow. That's where our souls ignite. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could it save your soul?
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here at 10:07 in the morning, and I'm going to turn my headphones because I'm going to blow my brains out. I don't know why I like to listen to music so loud, but I just love it. What was that? That was, I'll finish with that one because, well, I have my reasons. We started the last set with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Blue Moon Rising, brand new from them, wonderful stuff. A band called Inhaler, also new stuff from a brand new record that's a single called We Have to Move On, classic from Heart, from Dog and Butterfly, that was Mistral Wind. And the reason I wanted to wait and tell you this one, I have my reasons. It's because they're sitting right in front of me. That was Sweet Wednesday, who joined us for Live Day a couple of months ago, I guess October. And they treated that one to us live in the studio, and I loved it. And I started listening to that album, Escaping from the Pale Moonlight. It was Days Grow Long, and I'm so psyched to have not only Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, we're here, and we have Lisa and Dave from Sweet Wednesday in lovely, fabulous Studio A. Welcome, you guys. It's nice to see you again.
Great to see you, too.
Yeah, and that was lovely to play something from a CD. Well, let me tell everybody how you met. We had an interesting conversation about that. It's more than 15 years ago now, and it was at an open mic in Natick that you guys met, and isn't that great? I hear stories of people meeting at open mics all the time, and I remember I just want to remind the audience that I asked you, how did you know that it was simpatico? How did you know that you guys would work so well? And I remember that, you know, she's a little bit folk and he's a little bit rock and roll, and you kind of mix it up and that's your sound. And you likened it to a Reese's peanut butter cup because, you know, it's sort of like the chocolate and the peanut butter got all mixed up, and here you are, Sweet Wednesday. So that was your life in 27 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What I'm so glad you remembered that. I couldn't remember what we had said.
Oh, that was awesome. So you got your sound is kind of like we just heard, kind of a folk rock kind of thing. And you guys just complement each other's songs. You add to it. And that's the secret of success here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... it's really fun to be able to, you know, listen to something new that Dave's come up with and try to figure out what I might be able to add to it.
I bet it's the same with you, Dave, eh?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Make my stuff better.
So I remember also last time you guys were recording, and I sort of said, so you hope to have some new music out by the end of 2020. And you said, well, maybe, hopefully sooner than that. How's that going?
Ah, well, we've written some new songs. Yeah. No, we did some recording.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about it, actually. We did basic tracks with our amazing drummer, Pepe Hidalgo Ramos, and our bass player, who's also amazing, Jose Downs. And we're layering on top of it now. So you're in it.
You're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just introduce you guys just a little bit more from a perspective of who you are and what you do. So Lisa, you know, your vocals as well as Dave, and tell us about the instruments that you play.
Well, let's see. I just sing and play guitar. But Dave, the real talent here, he plays guitar, mandolin, harmonica, banjo, violin, and anything else, Dave?
Electric guitar.
Oh, yeah, electric guitar.
Very nice.
That's all?
Yeah.
And he does a little piano, like actually. He wrote this beautiful piano song on my grandma's old out-of-tune piano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we finally decided to get it tuned.
Sorry, I was kind of like enamored with all of those instruments and imagining what your house looks like.
Yeah, right,
you're
blown away like I was. He plays all that?
He plays all of that.
It's like, where can you walk?
Yes. And then I think that you have a new tour manager these days. Do you want to say anything about your tour manager?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to tour manager. Maybe she's listening in. Yeah. No, she's an awesome tour manager. She's super short.
She's 4 foot two. Yeah.
So 4 foot two. Wow. That's an alien height.
She will grow if you keep feeding her.
So they tell me. A shout out to Jasmine Louisa Falk. She's hanging out with Grandma Rue right now.
Oh, nice.
My awesome mom. They're all.
I do want to circle back to one of the comments you just made about your recording and the people who you're working with. And I think one of the things I've heard you play at Plow and Stars number of times now is you collaborate so well with other musicians. And I feel like that's a strong philosophy of yours in terms of your performance as well. How do you do that? How do you connect with other people? How do you know the other musicians out there? How does this all happen?
We've always loved collaborating with other musicians, and I guess we've met people all sorts of different ways. Dave and I have one obvious way is when you play shows with other musicians, and we've met plenty of people that way. We've also done street performing, playing out in Davis Square.
I've seen you.
Yes. In the subways.
Austin and Commons,
we actually met Michael Sullivan aka Reverend Busker, when we were playing in the subways many years ago, and I knew a song of his, this incredible song he wrote called Becky's Tune, from a cassette tape that my friend David White had given me, that David covered Michael's song on the cassette tape. And I love the song, it's so beautiful. I knew like every word of it, listened to it constantly. So then when we were, I think, gonna play Park Street, and there was this musician down there, and he saw us with our gear, and he's like, hey, are you guys looking for a spot? And we said, yeah. And he said, nice to meet you, my name's Michael Sullivan. And I was like, oh, not the Michael Sullivan. He was like, yeah. You know? I was like, are you the Michael Sullivan who wrote Becky's Tune? And he said, yeah, that's me. And so that was really cool, because was like, that song had meant so much to me for such a long time. I was a little starstruck. I was like, wow.
Isn't that cool? Because I got to give a shout out to anybody who does busking, because our friend Lisa Bassoni also mm-hmm. started out doing that way. And those are the ones that really, really want this, you know? So kudos to you. I mean, Kirsten, you never busked. I've never busked. Dave, you busked?
Yeah. Oh. It was great to get together, because we could, you got someone like, if you have to go to the bathroom, like, yeah, you take a break, or
it's so surprising the DJs are
And I was walking through Davis Square with my mother not that long ago. I don't remember exactly what month it was, but and I hear this song, and I'm like, wow, that sounds like Lisa and Dave. And I look up, and there you were. So that was such a nice surprise. Well, speaking of influences, should we play our song by the Wolf Sisters and then go into some live music by Sweet Wednesday?
I'm reading my mind. All right, yeah, the good news here is we get to hear these guys playing live as if they were busking. But first, we've got an influence. Tell us a little bit about the Wolf Sisters and the song we're going to play.
Oh, we just love the Wolf Sisters. They're wonderful.
Ah, that works for me. The Wolf Sisters, we love them. They're wonderful. This one's called Burnout. We'll be back with live music from Sweet Wednesday right after this at WMFO. FO Medford, the Wolf Sisters Burnout. Mike and Kirsten back here with Sweet Wednesday. Hi there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So you guys are going to treat us to a couple of songs live here in studio in a row. And you want to start with one called Find a Friend. So tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, this is a kind of new one. And I was just inspired by just wonderful people who have helped me and us through so much. Kind of like you guys.
Okay.
WMFO.
Hey, right back at you. Okay, so don't get scared because I'm going to move this microphone to capture some ambient noise over there. And I want to say Sweet Wednesday, live in Studio A. This is called Find a Friend here at WMFO.
We were running, your hand held in my hand, going so fast, out across the sand. Our mother's running, oh so far behind. Always a seashell or a shipwreck we could find. And when the ocean came to meet us where we fell, and all the seaweed there, it looked like little bells. And the salt air like a message you could send. So good to find a friend. We were climbing as high up as we could, in that apple tree deep inside the woods. And we were doctors who could heal all the injured birds. And we were angels floating through the world. And when I screwed up orders at the Dairy Mart, and when that skater boy from Phoenix broke your heart, and when the pain came down like something that would not end, so good to find a friend. We were swimming in a lake that was so wide, wide enough to hold everything inside. Crimson and lilac from the sunset on the hills. There were parts so warm and parts that gave me chills. We would swim a while and shiver on the shore. Then we'd jump back in and swim a little more. We were mermaids dancing at the rainbow's end. So good to find a friend.
was beautiful. The lyrics are gorgeous. Are you ready to go into... That was so beautiful. Should we just go into another song?
Brand new song.
Sure.
Brand new song, too, right?
Yeah,
brand new song. Is this the world premiere of this song?
Not quite the world premiere, but...
Very recently.
WFMFO was the radio premiere, because we played it at a live day.
Oh, yes.
So that was the radio world premiere.
That was the radio world premiere. How about that?
Awesome.
Here at WMFO. What do you have next for us?
Ophelia.
Sure.
Ophelia. I love Ophelia.
Fantastic.
Okay, so this next song is a Revolutionary War love story about an army deserter. It's called Ophelia. We met during the Revolutionary War near Old Man Smith's grocery store. Conditions for bad morale, kind of scary. Half our men dead from dysentery. Ran the French cannons from Lake Champlain. Slid across the Hudson in the ice and the rain. We won Boston, headed down to York, a town with a temple and 30 churches. And there were girls like I've seen in the pictures, living on down in the Cheshire district. I was lost, looking for a martyr, when I fell in love with the madam's daughter. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of moonlight. Mem for her daughter's hand in marriage. She said there's nothing more that I'd disparage. Got no money, think your cause is just. I lose business when you tar and feather the loyalist. Sophia was 17, I was a half year older. Bonniest Lily of York, got told her. We both agreed to run away that night, get married in the forest, beat the pale moonlight. The greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia. We met south of the city neath the midnight moon, and we danced beneath the stars, heard the sound of the loons. Grounds heard shaking, lightning came in a blast that could take out 7 men in its path. And we were separated by the night and the storm, and I went into a cave, it was dry and warm. The next day Ophelia was nowhere to be seen. She came with a knight, was gone like a dream. The greatest love that I ever was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight. The punishment was murder, worse up than the loyalists as a deserter. Was caught by the crown, wouldn't praise out of reason, so they put me in the brig, they're gonna hang me for treason. Moon was hidden, the night was cold. Ophelia came to me, some have told. We flew home, somehow got away with British horses through the night, crossed the Hudson by daybreak. If you see new birds, black as midnight, running and escaping from the pale moonlight. Lean for the British and American hands, let them say that was me to Ophelia. And the greatest love that I ever had was Ophelia, goddess of the moonlight.
Beautiful. That song fits into one of my favorite genres, which would be upbeat songs of tragedy.
Why is that nice. One of your favorites?
It just is. It started with the Titanic. It was sad, oh so sad, when that great big ship went down. So when I first heard the song Ophelia, I was like, yep, that fits in my favorite genre.
Nice.
So both of you collaborated and wrote that?
No, I mean, Dave wrote that one, but I came up with the harmonies.
And Dave, what was your idea? How did you come up with the lyrics? What were you thinking about when you wrote that?
Oh, it came from reading some different histories and some mythology. So I just read the book 1776 and the John Adams biography that came out about a while ago. And I was just influenced by those stories. And I was also reading the poet Ovid, and he had like a story about like a young woman who fell in love with the enemy in that right. story. So I was influenced by that too. But yeah, it was just some of the details of the song were like historical details, like the lightning or about the dysentery or the cannons. And yeah, I was very inspired by those books.
Well, nice going, Dave, because the music for me anyway really does tend to put you in that place. You know, it feels like it makes sense that it was written about that. So I loved that song the first time I heard it when you played it last time, too.
Thank you.
So your choice. Would you like to play something else now, or we have another of your influences as well? What would you like to do?
A decision?
the Lied Twos that we have lined up.
Because I know you want to play a lot live, so we're happy to have you do that. What do you think?
It's up to you. Do you want to do the Lied Twos so we can switch instruments?
Sure.
See, there you go. That's what I'm looking for. All right, we're going to switch and let them switch instruments. We're going to play the Lied Twos. Just tell us a little bit about the Lied Twos and their influence on you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we love the Lied Twos. We've been friends with Susan for a really long time. And now she has Doug, which is awesome. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they're both exceptional songwriters, singers, and just great, great friends as well.
Wonderful. Okay, this is Tell Me Something New from the Lied Twos here at WMFO. We'll be back with Sweet Wednesday right after this.
Early in the morning, jet fuel in my head, it's pouring in the city. Hide the buildings, raise the dead. It's a rainy day, graveyard, cold and windy Sunday. Tell me something new. You move in a straight line, I move in a curve. Guess it's been a long time since we got what we deserve. Just another true romantic, sensible and long overdue. I'm moving towards the water. Tell me something new.
WMFO. That's new to me. The Lied To's, Tell Me Something New. As Kirsten suggested, why don't you tell us a little bit about your collaboration and friendship with these guys, the Lied To's?
Oh yeah. So we've actually done shows together, and we had them over at our series recently at the Plow and Stars, which is really fun show that we do every second Sunday of the month. So we'll be back there on the 9th. February 9th. Right, because this is February 1st.
It is.
Yeah. The Lied To's won't be with us on the 9th, although I'm sure we'll be doing more with them soon. But we are really excited about the show on the 9th. At the Plow and Stars, we're going to be doing a show with a Mardi Gras theme. So we're going to be doing, in addition to our original songs, we'll be doing some traditional songs from New Orleans. And we'll have some awesome special guests as well. We'll have Yanni Bateau, Janet Kinnerney, Rev Busker. We're just really, really excited for the show. And it's going to be a benefit for the Somerville Homeless Coalition.
Oh, that's beautiful. So the Plow is such a wonderful place to play. And did you say you're there every other Sunday?
We're there every second Sunday of the month.
Okay.
So basically, the first Sunday of this month is the second. So then, that's super confusing, right?
Yeah.
The first Sunday of the month of this month is tomorrow. So we'll be there a week from tomorrow.
Calendaring is hard. All right, 10:36 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm here with Sweet Wednesday, who are comprised of Lisa and Dave. And they're treating us to some stuff here live in the studio and sometimes taking a swig of water, like now, but not always, like when they're singing. We're going to get another listen to what you guys do. This is a song called Dawn. Could you tell us a little bit about this before you take off and run with it?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, this song was inspired by... through some work, both paid work and volunteer work that I did, and also through us doing street performing, we just happened to meet and come in contact with some homeless teenagers, and it's just have been very both impressed and inspired by the love and the beauty of these kids, and also by how much we as a society really need to come together and support and take care of kids who are out there on their own. So I thought that this would be an appropriate song to do, since the show on the 9th is going to be a benefit for the Somerville Homeless Coalition. So anyway, this is a song called Dawn. Slept out in the jailhouse with trembling hands. Wish I could go back where it all makes sense. Slipping through the days of hunger and the hope that lives inside. Take me out when the dawn is creeping, through the houses and the windows where you're sleeping. All the dreams are out in the open. I think there's a part in each of us that's hoping, reaching through that iron and sorrow. I think we might find some light. Thank you. inside here, my sister beat an antwerp. I left the convenience store in early morning. Before that, she was running across the country, eating out of garbage cans. But she still wants to learn to dance. Take me out when the dawn is creeping, through the highways where the runaways are sleeping. Just up in sweatshirt for a pillow, scary noises all around her like Godzilla. And the birds flutter around the city like dreams floating on the air. We look around trying to find someone to trust in the greyness of the day. On something, and the sounds of the men coming closer, trying to catch us in their jars, hide us away from the stars. Take me out when the dawn is breaking, pink and golden, it's the moment you're awaking. Well, she tries now till she starts to shiver, and she's out there drinking water from the river. If we showed each other, then we might learn how to fight.
WMFO with Sweet Wednesday. That one's called Dawn. Dave, I got to tell you that that electric guitar augmented things just wonderfully. I was it was breathtaking.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was really terrific. And I thank you for letting us know the background of that song. It just made it mean so much more. I'm so glad you did that one.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. So, did you say, you guys, that you need to do some more adjustments before you play another one live? Because I believe that you said that, is it Ronnie Arbo is playing with you coming up? And I've got something queued up if we'd like to do that.
Do you want...
I can do the song either way. Whatever.
I can...
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going?
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. So what shall we do?
All right, this is a brand new one. Hopefully I won't screw it up.
It's a lot of brand new ones today. I like it. What's it called?
This is called Still Got You.
Okay.
Feel free to sing along in the studio or out there in your homes, your vehicles, wherever you are.
Have you heard me sing? No, you've heard.
What's that?
You haven't heard me sing. What's the name of the song once again?
This one's called Still Got You.
Still Got You. Okay, live in Studio A, everybody. This is, once again, Sweet Wednesday.
Thank you. thirsty and there's toxic green goo in the water. And we got mad dogs and clowns in charge of foreign policy. And we're all gonna be drowned by the encroaching sea.
WMFO Medford, another live cut from Sweet Wednesday that was Still Got You.
That's good.
Terrific. Oh, should I turn your mic on?
Yeah, that right, was fine. So that is not yet recorded, is it?
Yeah, that was a world debut. Well, a radio debut anyway. We played that one live.
Uh-huh.
But never on the radio.
See, and that's why it's so important to go out and hear live music, because you'll play that at Plow and Stars. We don't have it on recording yet. And I feel like I want to hear that song 8 times over again.
Well, we have it recorded don't we?
Yes, it's on our archives also for the next 2 weeks. But, you know, 2 months from now, when I want to hear that song again, I'm going to have to go to Plow and Star, which is not a hardship at all whatsoever. So Ronnie Arbo, I just want to clarify, was I had suggested them for this set because in a perfect world, Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem will be playing with Sweet Wednesday. I think that you all remind me a lot of each other. They're from Western Mass, and I hope that you like the song that I select, and I hope in the future I hear you all performing together.
This one's called Big Old Life.
Big Old Life.
All right. We'll be back with maybe two more from Sweet Wednesday after this one at WMFO.
wait for the exit, please. Step onto the path you made in this big old life. Sun comes up, sun goes down on every small forgotten town.
WMFO. Wow, beautiful stuff from Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, Those Big Old Life. Geez, lovely to hear that.
Yes, that's a group. Like I said, my dream is that I will hear all of you together. So we're coming to the end of our visit with you. I would like to ask you a couple of upcoming shows. You have something coming up at Drumlin Farms.
Yes, we'll be playing tomorrow at Drumlin Farm in Lincoln, Massachusetts. And that's a really cool event. In combination, it's Groundhog's Day as well as Climate Action Day. So they actually have a groundhog, Mrs. G.
Wow.
Who will, there's a whole ceremony. It's very exciting with people in period costumes, and they'll be seeing if Mrs. G sees her shadow, so you can be there for the big moment. And
so if the groundhog does not see her shadow, then winter is over. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The winter that we had. Winter.
Yeah, whatever we've had.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
So that sounds like fun. And you will be on between 11 and 1. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And the description I have is that you will be playing acoustically inside the Nature Center beside a roaring fire, and there will be activities for all ages at the farm. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we love Drumlin. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. It's an awesome place, and
it's a special place. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I know I get to hear you regularly on the second Sunday of the month playing at Plow and Stars. That's been an ongoing gig, and you are there late afternoon, which is, or maybe it's early afternoon. It's a perfect time to go sit in Plow and Stars, listen to music, have a pint, hang out with friends. I think it's a perfect activity, and it's lovely that you're there once a month.
Aw, we love...
Oh, no, I'm going to make Lisa cry.
You're not crying.
It's so hard to make me cry, right? It always makes us so happy to see you there, Kirsten.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we love playing at the Plow, and that's just... It's a really cool place. I have to say... Dave recently introduced me to a movie called The Peacemaker about the history of Padraig, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, Padraig O'Malley, one of the owners of the Plow and Stars. Oh. Is actually, the Plow and Stars has been a place where all kinds of pieces happened. I think when there was the troubles in Ireland, mm-hmm. he brought in leaders from opposing sides, and they came and like had a beer at the Plow. And I think that that was an important part of the peace process. And he's actually traveled all over the world. It's very incredible, working with nations and communities in conflict.
Mediation at the Plow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So anyway, we're excited to be in that space.
Part of their history. Thank you so much for coming to our station and playing live for us. This has been really wonderful.
And you're going to play one more, too, that I personally really love. It's called Start Again in New York. And tell us a little bit about that one, and then please treat us to it.
Awesome. Well, so... This song was inspired by a lot of different things, but while we were on the topic of our record, we did a bunch of basic tracks for the new record out in New York City, and we've always felt very inspired when we've gone there. And so anyway, the song is somewhat inspired by our time out in New York City.
Perfect. This is Sweet Wednesday live in Studio A.
Running from phantoms and pillars of dust, edging through the mountainside and through the fields of rust. I could not find my way through the sharp decay. When I turned a corner, there was Bed-Stuy. I did not think I would find you there, but you took me by the hand, led me up that broken stair. 12 stories above the street, you wrapped a blanket around my feet, and I rocked to sleep in a hammock above the city. And something in the way that you smile at me, and something in your eyes when you're singing in a minor key, or something in the moon didn't mean to cuss us. So I'm gonna start in New York City. Lost in the days and the ways that I fell, there were canyons filled with artifacts and an ocean full of bells. There was nowhere I could sit just to make some sense of it. There was something in my shoes always pushing me onward. Millions of painful regrets from their tears, they were gnawing at my insides, stealing all my dreams. There was nothing I could say, so I cast them all away into the Hudson River. And something in the way that you smile at me, and something in your eyes when you're singing in a minor key, or something in the moon didn't mean to cuss us. I'm gonna start